Welcome to the How To Dressage Podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to improve your horse's paces. Now, these days, dressage horses are selected and purposely bred for their paces. And the better their natural paces, the higher the price tag. Now, if your budget doesn't stretch to buying the ready-made article, and it's not cheap, then there are ways to increase what nature has given your own horse. So in this podcast episode, we're going to talk about how you can go about schooling your horse to give his paces more expression and to maximise your horse's full potential. So firstly, we need to clarify what indicates quality paces. So when you are assessing a horse's paces, you want to see the following qualities. So the first one is that you want to see the horse display the correct rhythm and the correct sequence of footfalls. So the walk should be forebeat, and the correct sequence of footfalls is the outside hind, the outside fore, the inside hind, and then the inside fore. And the trot should be two beat, with the horse's legs moving in diagonal pairs with a moment of suspension between them. And then the canter should be three beat, and the correct sequence should be the horse's outside hind, followed by a diagonal pair of the inside hind and the outside fore, before finally finishing with the horse's inside fore, which is the leading canter leg. We then get a moment of suspension before that cycle continues again. Now, in all the paces, the tempo, or the speed of the rhythm, should be brisk but not hurried, and it should remain consistent. Now, on top of that, the second quality that we're looking for is that there should be a clear moment of suspension. So, within the trot and the canter, there should be that clear moment of suspension where all four of the horse's feet are off the ground. And the clarity of this moment is what helps to determine the quality of the pace. Now, the third thing we're looking for is engagement and power. So the horse should have vigorously bending hind legs that actively step underneath his body to propel himself both forwards and upwards. And lastly, quality number four is that the horse should have full body and mental suppleness. So the horse should be both mentally and physically loose, showing no signs of stress and giving the impression of full body mobility. Now, in order for you to get these qualities within your horse's paces, we're going to give you four exercises to help you out. But before that, we need to go over two prerequisites. So the first prerequisite is that you need to have established connection and throughness. Because in order for the horse's paces to become more elastic and cadence, you first need to have your horse connected and working from his hind legs through his back and seeking an elastic contact. Essentially, you need to have that circle of energy and you need to have achieved the first three of the dressage skills of training, which are rhythm, suppleness, and contact. Now, the second prerequisite is that your horse must have an understanding of the half halt, because the half halt is used to help balance the horse, to increase his engagement, and to further connect his hind quarters through his back to the contact. Now, once you have those prerequisites in place, you can then go about improving your horse's paces through the use of the four exercises that I'm about to share with you. So first up, exercise number one is circles. Now, circles are an exceptionally useful training tool and they are fundamental to your horse's progression. Now, when ridden correctly, circles will help to improve your horse's paces by improving the horse's suppleness, by helping to strengthen the horse's hind quarters, by encouraging the horse's inside hind leg to step further underneath and therefore helping to increase his engagement. They will also help to improve the horse's overall balance and they will help you to control the tempo of the pace. And better yet, circles can be ridden in all the basic paces, and therefore they can provide you with a variety of additional training movements, such as transitions on a circle, changing the rein out of a circle, spiral exercises, etc. Now, exercise number two is upward and downward transitions. Now, upward transitions are great for generating more energy and getting your horse in front of your leg. And they also help to encourage your horse to use his hind legs to push himself forwards and upwards. And when the horse works in this way, he will automatically create more spring and elasticity in the steps. Now, correctly ridden downward transitions help to bring the horse's hind legs more underneath his body, therefore encouraging the horse to load more weight onto his hindquarters. This then helps to lift the horse's shoulders, which help to make the paces freer and lighter. Now, when it comes to transitions, you've got many options. So you can ride simple transitions, such as walk to trot, trot to canter, canter to trot. You can also ride transitions that skip a pace, such as halt to trot or walk to canter. You can also ride transitions between the paces, so a working trot to a medium trot or an extended canter to a collected canter. And you can also ride transitions on a circle to help further increase throughness and engagement. Now, moving on to exercise number three, and that is lateral work. Now, lateral work is very useful for helping to develop more engagement, to lighten the horse's forehand, and to increase the freedom and the elasticity of the paces. Now, all lateral exercises, when they're ridden correctly, will offer all of these benefits. However, one of the best lateral exercises for this is arguably the shoulder in. Now, shouldering can be used to develop freedom of the horse's shoulders, as well as help to establish a secure connection and throughness. Now, shouldering also helps to engage the horse's inside hind leg, which creates a more uphill balance and more elastic, lighter paces. And you can ride the shoulder in on a straight line, you can ride it around a circle, across the diagonal line, and in all three paces, depending on how advanced your horse is. Now, if you need any more help on how to ride shoulder in, or you would like more exercises with this movement, then just visit our website howtodressage.com and search for shoulder in. But moving on to the last exercise, which is exercise number four, and that is to allow the horse to stretch on a long rein. So between the circles, the transitions, and the lateral exercises, you should give your horse the opportunity to stretch on a long rein. And this helps to improve the horse's throughness, connection, engagement, strength, and overall body suppleness. It's also a very enjoyable exercise for the horse, and it can therefore be used as a reward between the more challenging work. Now, also, it helps to prevent the muscles, ligaments, and joints from becoming tired and tight and tense, which can happen if you ask your horse to work in the same frame for an extended amount of time. Basically, the aim of this exercise is to allow the horse to stretch through his entire top line, to free his shoulder, and to loosen any tension or tightness in the back. So what you're going to do is you're going to keep the horse working forwards with plenty of activity and in a good rhythm. And you're going to allow the horse to gradually take the reins forward whilst following the bit. And to do this, you're going to allow the reins to slowly slip through your fingers. But you must still maintain the contact, though you're not giving away the reins completely. Now, once the horse gets the idea of this exercise and starts to stretch down the rein, then you can then allow him more freedom and ask for even more stretching. And as long as you keep a light rein contact and you maintain the rhythm, the activity, and the connection, then that's pretty much job done. Now, before we wrap up this podcast episode, we just have one last note. And that is, if you are riding in trot and you are trying to improve your horse's paces, should you do rising trot or sitting trot? Well, when you're working on improving the elasticity and the looseness of your horse's trot, it can be helpful to riding rising trot, and that is especially true of young and inexperienced horses that don't yet have the muscle and the strength to carry the weight of a rider in the sitting trot. Now, sitting on a horse's back in trot when he hasn't yet got the ability to keep his back raised can cause the horse's back muscles to tighten and hollow away from you. And this will destroy the quality of the pace and it will disturb the horse's natural rhythm. Now, in contrast, rising trot enables the horse to relax his back and it allows those big muscles of the top line to swing and lift as the horse stretches forward to seek the bit. And when all of that happens, the horse's strides become more elevated. However, if you have a more advanced horse that is able to keep his back raised and to keep working through without any tension or stiffness, and you are able to sit to the trot and follow the horse's movement without hindering him, then you may find sitting trot helpful. And this is because by sitting to the trot, you will be able to use your seat fully to create more engagement and upward spring in the horse's paces. Now, to do this, you ride the trot with a feeling of being able to lift your horse with a more vertical swing of your pelvis, and you need to do this without gripping with your legs. But remember that with more suspension, cadence, and expression, there will be more time in the stride where all four of the horse's feet are off the ground, so that moment of suspension will become bigger, so the trot may feel a little slower, but it should not be any less energetic. So it's important that you still maintain the impulsion. So, to now wrap this episode up, some horses are purposely bred to have elevated and floaty paces, but you can improve even the most ordinary of paces through correct systematic training. Now, before you can go about enhancing your horse's paces, you need to have him connected and working through his back from behind to seek a consistent elastic contact with an understanding of the half halt. And then once that's established, you can use circles, transitions, and lateral work with frequent stretching to help build the lightness, expression, and elasticity of the horse's strides. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, then please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.